Prisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Rev it up, Dez. Let's hear that thing.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, buddy. You know what that is? That's your future in the next 15 minutes when we cut your hair.
See, I felt okay about it because I thought, oh, she's, you know, she's dead. She can do it all.
Right.
And then I watched her over there watching a video on how to cut hair.
A tutorial.
Thank you for not finally saying it. She watched it and went, this is a little trickier than I thought it'd be.
Well, yeah, it's tricky. I mean, you have to go to school to learn how to cut hair. It's not something you just pick up.
I learned in the tutorial that it's in and up. In and up.
What tutorial were you watching?
And then we start at the bottom of your hair in the back, and we do in and up, and then maybe switch things up on the sides. Kind of wish I would have brought a scissors. In the profesh industry that I'm in.
Oh my God.
You know what? I actually don't think I can make it.
Well, so. I put it on Instagram that I was watching the video and I was just practicing up to cut your hair. I said, how hard could this be? And people said that they are voting for the Tiger King haircut.
Well, I don't have the hillbilly mullet, so that's not going to happen.
Oh, yes. I can't
Joe
wait.
Dirt.
I have three people who have texted me this morning saying, don't worry, if she butchers it, we'll help fix it.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I've got backup plans.
Well, if I butcher it, I'm just going to take it all off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Look at me. No.
Yep.
No.
I'm the one who has the
It's
going to
look great. It's going to look great. I would have a lot of faith in Dez. She's watched a lot of tutorials.
Sounds like a Madea movie right there.
We have face masks for both of you. Yep. You both have your medical gloves on. And then I picked up one of my giant leaf bags. You know, those big, it's the big pumpkin.
Oh, huge.
You know, those big orange bags that you fill leaves so it looks like a giant pumpkin at the fall time. Yeah. One of those. And we're going to put that over you as a cape.
Just like a regular bag.
No, it's just one of those giant 75-gallon.
Super size.
Yeah.
You keep saying that, but when it doesn't fit me, it's going to feel real crappy.
Oh, jeez.
It'll fit. If we have to let it out in the back, it'll be fine.
We can cut it up the back and then tie it like a real salon.
Yeah. Well, that's really good that you feel so confident, Ryan. We've got time to probably cut yours, too.
Not a chance, no.
It might ruin our friendship.
Oh, well, I think we don't have a friendship.
Yeah. We
don't. Not Crystal? Dez and I. Not Dez and I. I wasn't saying that. I'm saying at this point in our life, if we haven't ruined our friendship with Ryan, I think we are doing something wrong.
What do you mean? I don't get that.
I would hope.
Because there are so many times Ryan looks at us with utter disappointment.
That's daily.
See, that's what I'm saying. So that's who true. Looks at their friend and goes, God, look at that utter disappointment right there. I'm saying that deep down inside, I think Ryan's like, yeah, I got a couple good acquaintances at work.
Oh, that thing really revs up.
Yeah, it's got a little sucky feature.
Oh, we're not talking about you, Dez.
Ooh, it's a little sucky feature.
It's a cut and suck.
Cut and suck. Uh-huh. Oh, the old cut and suck. That should be the name of Dez's salon. Hey, y'all, welcome to the cut and suck.
Oh, and it's right next to Tietz's Pizzas.
That was actually her nickname. That was her nickname in college. There's old Dez cut and suck.
Okay.
She didn't go to college. Joke's on you.
Don't be stupid.
She went to the Institute of Brown College. I'm sorry.
There were no cute boys there.
Oh.
You know, it's a real bummer, isn't it, when you go to a school and there's no cute boys? God.
Yeah, I wasn't there then, so that would have changed the whole game.
Oh, yeah. I'd have been like, hey, buddy.
I wasn't saying you were going to be. Never mind. Just go to Ryan.
I don't know what would have changed.
Yeah, what would have changed? Please tell us.
I could have been a good-looking boy. I'm not saying that you would have been into me.
I could have been a good-looking boy.
Oh, of course you were a good-looking boy. You still are.
You've always had potential.
God, now you sound like my teachers, my mom and dad, anybody I've met.
I've always said you have like the best lips I've ever seen. You are the prettiest girl.
God. You know, like, if I ever do need a pep talk, maybe next week when I'm on vacation, I could get a pep talk from you guys. Like, if I'm feeling really good about myself and need to come down a little bit, I'll call you guys.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Yeah, can't wait for it.
Okay. Well, I can give you a pep talk daily if you'd like.
Yeah.
No, please don't.
Why don't you give him a pep talk right now?
Oh, God.
Here we go. You need a real one?
Yep. He needs a real one.
All right.
I need some peppy music.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here we go.
We're out of time.
Pep him up.
Hey, buddy. I know sometimes you feel a little down. You feel like, oh, I'm not great at my job. Don't worry. You're great at most of it. You are.
Okay. I think you're the wrong person to tell me about my job.
You're, but you, we have the same job.
Hey, just let her give you a pep talk.
Yeah. And I'll give
receive
her a pep talk.
Be on the receiving end.
Got it.
Sometimes you're like, oh my gosh, is this shirt good on me? And we're like, yes, it is. But maybe stop wearing pastels.
What? What is wrong with, now you're just being mean.
No, just pastels. I don't even wear pastels. Hey. Nobody should wear pastels.
What is wrong with this color? Buddy, you two just wear black all the time.
Yes, because it's slimming.
Who would ever tell you the truth? A friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, you guys are my best friends.
And now let's talk about your facial hair.
Wait, is this color really bad?
It's like a large Easter egg.
You look like you're ready to hatch.
I know, it's true.
The sad part, Dez is the nicest person in this building, and she's still a flat-out bully. Like, that is the worst part. Dez is the nicest human being in this building, and she's still an a-hole 98% of the
time.
Don't
you want honesty?
Yeah.
No,
it's because I love you. I tell you, when I walk in and you're in like, man, you're in a sharp black shirt, I'm like, man, you look good. Look how cool you are, dude. And then sometimes I have to just lay down the truth.
First off, if we're going to break down wardrobe,
yes.
You cannot wear athleisure wear.
This has nothing to do with me
Number
right
two,
now. This is your pep talk.
This
is your pep.
This shirt.
Crisco.
30 times.
I know, and I've thought it every 30 times.
Why did you say it 30 times?
I did. Hey, we have tried to tell you should wear black because that's what we do. Or dark colors.
To wear just
no
black.
Grays either.
No grays. Definitely no to the
and
gray.
And stripes that go the wrong way.
Yeah. Don't go with the equator shirt.
It's not good for anybody.
No.
Big, small, tall, short, nobody.
Nope. Vertical stripes.
You guys are making me sick.
Your facial hair, I feel like it's a little better this time. So I'm going to tell you, I think you're onto something. Let it keep growing in quarantine. And your hair, the poofiness is cute. You look like you're going to a club. So, I mean, I feel like this is nice stuff.
I cannot wait for you to have talks with River and Dusty.
And then I love it when you wear your big boy pants.
Oh, my God. We're still going.
You're in your big boy pants. Oh and... If you could stop putting so much stuff in your pockets, though. It's like it's dragging you down, like literally.
Oh, no. Something's dragging me down. Something's definitely dragging me down.
That was a very, very nice way of saying some things that you need to hear.
Yeah.
I guess it went a different direction than I had planned, but it's like a little bit of truth serum.
And now I have to hold everything I want to say in because it will come off venomous.
That's true.
Well, because you are venomous.
Yeah. I'm going to keep to myself and not wear... pastels anymore.
There's only a couple. Dark, maybe a dark purple's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. But you know what? You're very spring-like, and it is close to Easter. So I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's great. All right. Back to you, Ryan.
All right. Well, if you guys are done, how about a guy rapping Fox and Socks by Dr. Seuss?
Huh? Oh, boy. This is risque.
This is actually a thing. His name is West Hank, and he posts videos of himself doing rap versions of Dr. Seuss books. Here you go.
Fox socks, box knocks, knocks in box and fox in socks, knocks on fox in socks in box, socks on knocks and knocks in box, fox in socks on box on knocks. Chicks with bricks come, chicks with blocks come, chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come. Look, sir, look, sir, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's do tricks with bricks and blocks, sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks, sir. First I'll make a quick trick brick stab. Then I'll make a quick trick block stab. You can make a quick trick chick stab.
Every time he says blocks and socks, I'm thinking of other words that rhyme with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, seriously, I heard it and I'm like, oh, sounds like he's being completely naughty.
A fox with a big clocks.
Big clocks and socks and fox.
Dusty always loved that book, and I thought, read it slowly.
Boy.
So I don't say something other than fox.
Yep. We are real bored in quarantine, aren't we?
Yep.
We sure are.
Here's what happens when you put Tracy Morgan on live TV during a quarantine. He's the last guy I would ever put live on anything. I think he's best when he's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, he and his wife are role-playing that she's a woman whose grandfather has the coronavirus, and he's the scientist who discovered the cure. That's what they're doing in quarantine. Enjoy.
Me and my wife been quarantining here for like 3 weeks, so she's pregnant 3 times. Every week she got pregnant. And we're role-playing a lot now. She's playing a young maiden whose grandfather was infected with coronavirus. And I'm the scientist who discovered the cure. And she'll do anything to save her grandfather's life. Okay. And I mean anything.
Well, you are a creative one.
I was just watching the show. This tiger in the Bronx Zoo got me scared. So I'm going to get all my pets tested.
Yeah.
I'm getting my sharks tested. I'm getting my moray eel tested. I just bought a 600-pound silverback gorilla. I'm going to take him down to New York Presbyterian and get him tested.
What the hell is he talking about? Jeez. I feel like his character on 30 Rock was really him.
I really think it is. Honestly, he just didn't stop. Hoda was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think after the quarantine coronavirus joke, you might have wanted to quit.
What were you thinking? I know not to put him live on the radio. Why would you put him on NBC?
Oh, my gosh.
Why didn't you just, like, go to commercial?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man. You know what we need right now? We need another pep talk from Des.
Yeah.
Okay. Who needs it this time?
I think Crisco needs another little boost.
Okay. Crisco, you know what? We have a lot of fun, and we like to poke fun at you because we love you so much.
Yeah.
That's what, when you're family like we are, that's what we do. We're like brother and sister.
Yep.
I'm just going to look at Ryan.
I appreciate honesty from you, and believe me, you don't hold back. And I know that you appreciate honesty from me, but you are good enough, darn it. You know what? Let's say what Dusty and I say before she goes to bed.
Okay, what is it?
You ready?
Yep.
I am smart. I am strong. I am kind. I am honest. Except for when I tell people I can speak Spanish. I am good enough just the way I am. And I can do anything.
Is that from SNL?
No.
Did you steal Stuart Smalley's speech to himself?
You can do anything.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
And I'm good looking.
Oh. No. See? Well, don't you feel pepped? Don't you feel pepped up right now?
No, I definitely do. After this podcast, I don't know how I couldn't go out and take on the world.
Well, the world is closed.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I just feel the best I've ever felt.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we love you, and it's just wrapping it up in a little bow that you are great.
I don't know what to do because I'm wearing a pastel color that apparently makes me look like I'm going to explode in an undershirt that you can see my nips in.
You just look like the peep that blew up.
I don't know.
You're the one who brought up the nips. I wasn't even going to go there.
I could just take the shirt off, but then I'm sure that would bring a whole new slew of jokes.
No, not the baloney nips. We cannot do that today.
You look handsome.
Hey, not on cam. No.
Oh, are you a cam girl?
I just became one. God, why are people not donating? Donate money.
You would make some money with those nips.
I seriously could.
If you could get a tiny monkey to pull on your nipples, I would pay.
Oh my God, I got five on it too.
Five? We're going to need doubling down. $10.
I want the monkey from The Hangover to tug on your nips and then I'll give you money.
Oh my God.
I'll give you stars on Facebook for that.
Okay, good. I'm in. These old baloney nips can help out now.
Think of how much money you could get for that.
Seriously, people? I could make some good money. I could get a gold room.
People are into weird things.
Why is that weird?
Yeah, Des, why is that weird?
Oh, I mean, just every day you see a monkey pulling on big pepperoni nips.
We can't all have magical erasers that you got chewed on for years, okay? We all can't have perfect nips like Des, apparently.
Don't talk about my nips.
Taylor, this is grossed out.
Now I have to go. I'm going to pee. Bye.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.